Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome back to Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial. I'm Colton Smith, and as always, I'm joined by
Jack P. Shepherd,
Ben Price.
Sofa Cinema Club, as you know, is our podcast where we get together to educate each other on films, but Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial, well, it is a little bit different. It is our podcast where we tell you guys what is available to watch on terrestrial TV this week. Now, we had a conversation a few months back now where we said that film is far too easy to watch nowadays. There are way too many streaming services and there are just far too many options. So we are telling you what you can watch the old-fashioned way this week on your TV at home. Last week's film was If Beale Street Can Talk. It was a Sunday night little watch, wasn't it?
It was.
So people might have been watching that yesterday.
Yeah.
So if you did, well done. And what's the homework for this week, Ben?
Okay, so I think Shepard's seen this. I really like it. It's a bit of a horror. Thursday the 7th of October.
Thursday night. Whew.
Getting into Halloween, aren't we now? So
it's a 9 to 10:30 p.m. It's easy.
Easy.
I know we've got a bit of a school night, but I still think it's easy.
What channel?
BBC 4.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've got a bit off there, but I just think still in the BBC area, BBC 4... The Babadook.
Oof, big un.
Good film.
It's a big un.
Good film.
Good film.
Babadook. Too good to miss. We're getting up to Halloween. It's getting a bit dark.
And the perfect example of a film that people won't have seen.
Well, you say that. This is the one film that my daughter's dying to watch.
Okay.
And I won't let her watch it yet because I think it's too scary.
Australian or American?
Australian.
It's an Australian horror, isn't it?
Yeah.
Great, great find.
It's a great film to watch. Babadook, Thursday, BBC 4, 7th of October, 9 to 10:30.
If you do like horror films, honestly, I'm a big fan of horror films, and it's hard to find one that's actually sort of scary. And it's, for me, it's that little kid's performance in this film.
Yeah, he's great.
Because he must have been about 7 years old when he did this, and it was his first film. And I think he's generally just really scared.
Well, he looks like he's possessed.
Yeah, he isn't, though. It's not that sort of film. He doesn't get possessed.
But he looks like he's completely in it.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And there's this one scene in particular, I'm not spoiling anything, but his reaction to
him
seeing something that isn't there, and he's absolutely terrified. So the camera sort of pans. It's sort of in a car, I think, and he can see something, but we as the audience can't. And he is absolutely petrified at something that he can see. And you believe him. He's absolutely like having a panic attack, and he's so terrified. And I just think it's a brilliant performance. As soon as I saw him, I thought, God, that kid's good. What has the director done to get that performance out of him?
As we said, Babadook is an Australian film. And the other thing we do in Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial is we go all the way round the world. So Ben should just be, he's clapping, the plane's landed, but where's it landed?
I tell you what, I have been on a journey. I got some fuel, I stopped off at the petrol station, I filled up my plane, straight off Bangladesh.
Ooh, wow.
Bangladesh.
It's new in Bangladesh, not had it before, came out of nowhere, Bangladesh.
I'm going to go 9.
I'm going to go one.
One.
Oh, you've got it, Cole. So you're really good at getting them.
He's very good at getting them. I'm going to hit you with one, a new one now. Nicaragua.
What?
Yes.
Piss off. Yeah. Piss off.
Every week I have a look. It's last 7 days. It's not over all time. I have a look last 7 days. And sometimes I look and I think, I'm stretching this out now this week. We're on a rum-do here. I'm really holding on. But this week I had a look. I was like, you what? Nicaragua? Off.
Let's just go back to Colson at high school. Mr. Price is my geography teacher.
Oh, no, don't start that.
Where on a map?
Central America. Between sort of Mexico and Brazil.
Set between the Pacific Ocean and the Caribbean Sea.
Wow.
It's an 18-hour flight. And the things to do there, the top four are all volcanoes.
Oh.
So there's obviously not much going on.
So now you've got the geography of it.
Yeah.
Nicaragua, what we're talking? Hit me.
Three.
Last 7 days. Three. Very confident from Jack.
Yeah, I am.
He's sat back. He's confident in his choice. Coulson, Nicaragua?
Two.
Get out of town. It's eight.
Wow.
Eight. Eight.
We're massive.
Don't question the listens from around the world, because that's not going to benefit you here. It is eight. It is someone eight. In Nicaragua. It's eight people. It's one person eight times. It's eight people in the last week have listened to Sofa Cinema Club in Nicaragua.
Hello, whoever you are. Or hello.
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 There's one more now. Hold on. I'm going to hit you now with...
They've been big so far, but...
This, I fell off the chair. I wasn't sitting down. I fell off it. Mongolia.
Mongolia.
Mongolia. Are you joking? Last 7 days, how many listens in Mongolia?
16.
You're going big. Mongolia, a nation bordered between China and Russia.
We've had Russia before. We're big on
Yeah, we've
now.
Had Russia. You know what? Russia's steady away now.
Yeah.
But Mongolia, never even, not seen that one before. What do you think, Mongolia, Colson?
Three.
It's one. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Straight off, on my list is Babadook, and then I move to where in the world, and it goes Nicaragua, Mongolia, Bangladesh.
Stupid.
Unreal, though. Crazy. That's unreal. That's where people are listening. Thank you.
So let's see if anybody from around the world has left us a review or slid into the old DMs on Instagram. I'm going to start us off, actually, Ben, with a suggestion that I showed you on Twitter.
Okay, hit me. What was that?
Do you remember this suggestion?
Can I do the podcast naked?
So, coming up to Series 5, someone suggested a little bit of a change of format. Now, Jack, you've not heard this before, so this is a Sofa Cinema Club exclusive. Ollie has tweeted in to say that he thinks Ben should get to pick his own films.
Ooh.
Controversy.
So it should be me, you, and Ben all against each other.
That's interesting.
Because he feels that Ben suggested a few great films. I think the ones he named was Man Bites Dog and Wings of Desire.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an interesting theory.
No, yeah, it's an interest. It's something we might do. It does break the mold. Yeah,
That's food for thought, isn't it? Before when we have our big sit down meetings for Series 5 with all of the sponsors, when we say to Netflix, "Look, we're not ready to do a TV series yet. We'll keep going as we are." Maybe that will be one of the things that comes out.
It's food for thought, Coles.
Interesting. We'll think about that, Ollie.
Yeah, thank you, Ollie. We'll think about it.
I'd love it, by the way, if you did, and like Ben picked a film and me and Jack were like, zero.
Yeah, well, it's possible.
But that's possible.
That's possible.
That's fine.
Because sometimes me and Ben do sort of like think of a film and then, or I might not have seen it, or Ben might not like an actor that's in that film that I like, and then we both like, oh, well, maybe we don't pick it. Let's try and find one we can sort of like reach middle ground on. So maybe it is interesting for us, for me and Ben, to disagree on something.
We're breaking free, soaring.
We're breaking up the band. I'm going solo. I'm like Jerry from the Spice Girls.
You're Gary.
I'm Gary Barlow. I'm Gary Barlow. Sorry, lads. I've written the songs. I'm fucking off.
So sometimes we get reviews And sometimes if you dig deep in the DMs, you'll find little gems like this. Now, this is a question to the three of us, which has come from Anne Grant, 54. Hi, Coulson, Jack and Ben. Love the podcast. I watched Heat and listened along with you boys. A thought occurred to me. Jack said during the episode that Al Pacino had recently had a facelift before shooting this film. Would any of you guys have a facelift to preserve your looks and lengthen your career?
That's interesting, that. I mean, at the minute, I'm 33, so no, I wouldn't. I don't think particularly doing it. I do have a lot of lines in my forehead, but I do need them for expression. And actors need them. I'm not going to do the old Botox. Facelift. I suppose a facelift, yeah, that'd sort of like smooth everything out, and it wouldn't. A facelift isn't sort of Botox, is it?
I ain't got a clue. I'm not big on my plastic surgery.
Would I have one? It depends.
Was that the question? Would you have
would
one?
You have
would
one?
You have a face? Al Pacino had one. Would you? To prolong your career.
Ben's got flawless skin as it is.
Thank you.
Oh, how cute.
I don't know.
If everything went fucking south, I mean, you're gonna, aren't you? If your face starts to fall off and you're looking in the mirror and you're thinking, who the fuck is that? You aren't gonna go, sort this shit out. Get it all going back up north.
Oh, fucking hell.
I hope that answers your question.
Right, I've got one. Right. It's not a review. It's kind of a comment. It's Maria Henny. When I was younger, I ran away from a jellyfish and nearly fell over because I thought it had spotted me and could run on its tentacles, whatever they're called. It could run after me. That would be a very scary animal encounter for sure.
Oh, and that's it?
Animal encounter that didn't happen.
No, it did happen.
Oh, no, it did happen. When I was younger, I ran away from a jellyfish and nearly fell over because I thought it had spotted me and could run on its tentacles.
The other big part of Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial is the cinema. Now, we always run a competition where we give you guys at home a chance to win a trip to the cinema on us. And this week is a massive week for cinema because it is the release of...
Bond.
James Bond 007. Yeah?
Yeah.
So when this goes out, Bond is out. So... if you're lucky enough to be this week's winner,
you could go Bond. Ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding. Are you a Bond fan, Jack? Will you be rushing?
Do you know what? I think Daniel Craig's the best Bond for me.
I think he's been great.
Yep. I'm going to throw it out there. I think he's the best Bond. I think he shits all over fucking Brosnan. And Roger Moore, what is he playing at? Come on. Sean's good. Don't get me wrong.
Who's the one who did one film?
Lazenby.
Yeah, and then who was that other guy? George What's-His-Chops. He did a couple
George of Lazenby.
Oh, is that him?
Yeah. And then there was a spin-off one, which was like a kind of comedy caper one.
Yeah.
But Lazenby was the one who only did one. I forgot about Brosnan, actually.
Brosnan were all right, but Craig really set the bar, I think, for me. Although the last few Bonds, I think, have been shit. I still think Casino Royale's the best Daniel Craig film.
I loved Skyfall.
Mm. What, with the paper castle at the end?
Yeah, I thought it was amazing. Literally loved Skyfall. But Bond is now out, and I'm fairly sure that we're going to probably get that watch between the three of us, aren't we?
Yeah.
So whoever wins, maybe you will get down to Bond and let us know how it's gone.
Well, who has won?
I'll tell you who's won. It's Amy Gore.
Amy Gore.
She's down at the cinema, but what cinema is she at? She's at Cineworld Swindon.
Hello.
Woo.
Hello. Be prepared. You're going down with two tickets for the film of your choice. Tell us what you ate. Tell us what you saw.
Who with?
Who with? A little synopsis is really great for us.
Send us a voice note in time for next week's episode, which will be the last episode of Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial.
Yeah. That was me saying, oh, no one else, were there? You two are like, ooh.
Don't forget to keep in touch with us on social media, at Sofa Cinema Club on Twitter and Instagram. Leave us a review, leave us a comment, let us know what it is that you love about film and Sofa Cinema Club, and we will see you on Thursday, where we're watching the French black and white film that is...
You don't like saying it, do you?
I don't know how to say it.
Well, me and Ben have got different ways of saying it. He says Lahaine, and I say Lahaine.
Lahaine.
Lahaine. Lahaine. Lahaine.
Au revoir. Good night. God bless. See you on Thursday.
Good night.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.